Continuing our 2023 Cleveland Guardians spring training coverage as we go back to the hotline and welcome in from Goodyear, Arizona, Cleveland Guardians bench coach DeMarlo Hale as he gets ready for the 2023 campaign. DeMarlo, thank you for taking some time to join us here. How you doing?
I'm good, Rocco. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you again for joining us, DeMarlo. And if you could, let's start with this. What all is your role down there at the Arizona Complex? What all do you have your hands in as far as the spring training aspect of getting ready for the season goes?
Well, the start of spring training, with the large group of players that here, scheduling and organizing and, dealing with the other departments where, you can be really very organized and on top of things and run smooth, whether it's meetings, whether it's activity on the fields, player development, progress. So, the first 10 days you start with that, and then when the games start, which start in a couple of days, now it becomes playing time and travel and things like that. So you try to stay a couple of days ahead and be organized as much as you can dealing with the different departments.
How fun is it for you getting to see some of these different young guys make their way through the system? A lot of these guys, of course, making their first big league camp appearance this year. How cool is it to kind of see them get that first taste of what big league ball is all about?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting, and you kind of see from afar, whether they last year, there's their first time bright-eyed, and then you come back a second year, there's a little bit more comfort. Mm-hmm. And the young guys that are here the first time, you kind of see the excitement that they got going. But you also want them to realize that, you've earned this right to be here. And when you get here, you still got to get better in progress. And, we had like 16 rookies last year that made their major league debut. So I think young players look at that and say, I got a chance that it can happen this year. And we want them to realize, don't be surprised if things turn out during the season that you're a big part of this. So, we want them excited, but we also want them to get back into, what's important, and that's becoming a better baseball player in person and developing.
DeMarlo, as the bench coach for this team, what is your relationship like between the players and yourself? You've been coaching in this league for a long time now. I'm sure there's got to be a lot of respect between you and the players. And if not for your coaching history, I mean, you're from Chicago. So, I for me personally, I don't want to mess with too many guys from Chicago.
No, you know what? you always try to form a relationship with players and also coaches and anybody in this organization because you're working together, for a goal. And I think Tito sets a tone with not only his coaching staff but his players and front office staff that, you have a voice. And, if you see something, if we can make things better, we work at it. So I think it's important for me to have a relationship with players in a lot of different departments because – sometimes it's easier hearing it from me than, maybe Tito, mm-hmm. good or bad. But it's a constant adjustment flowing, players are at different levels in their careers and different places. So, you form different relationships with players at different times in their life and their career.
Again, we're joined by Guardians bench coach DeMarlo Hale as he and the guys get ready for the 2023 season. DeMarlo, this is year number three for you in Cleveland. And in talking with some of the guys already so far, a lot of them have made note of just, how special that locker room is with guys being tight-knit and close with one another. Again, you've coached in a number of different spots for a while now. What are the benefits, and are there true benefits, I guess, to having a real tight-knit locker room where guys really respect and care for and love one another compared to a locker room where maybe that isn't the case? Maybe there's a little more distance between guys and you don't have that level of camaraderie.
Yeah, I mean, it's very important because, when you look at, the calendar, we spend more time with each other than, sometimes you do your family, and there's mm-hmm. the travel and, there's the ups and downs of the season. So you start to go through things, together. And, when you respect that person that's next to you and, we kind of all pulling in the same rope. It does become a special group. And, And the thing about it more than anything, Rocco, is genuine. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes you can have that false narrative, or you're just trying to, you know, fit in or do the right thing. But you know, these guys genuinely care for each other, and also they generally want the guy to have some success. They could be battling for the same position or same playing time, but yep. you know, this culture has been created. Like, look, we all need each other to try to win and get to the World Series and win a World Series, and they've bought into it. And I think it starts with the leadership that we had in this organization, front office through Tito.
Well, the last one I have for you, DeMarlo, is kind of along those same lines. Like you said, the leadership with Tito, a fantastic leadership in place there. And something that he said at the end of last season was not letting, you know, that just kind of be a one-year flash in the pan type of thing, right? Finding a way to build off of that, finding a way to take that next step, make that World Series run. And that all, of course, starts with spring training. So, right. you know, what is the key to kind of getting things off on the right foot and really making that statement become true? You know, not getting complacent with last year and truly finding a way to build off of that?
Well, I think when we had our initial spring training meeting, Tito touched on some things that I think rang pretty loud. And, you know, as I stood back and, you know, he hit home with some things that was said, and I've heard him mention or have spring training meetings, you know, for years being with them. But I often look back and look around at the players, how they're reacting, how they're tentative looking at him, and it was a good look. So that's a good start. And I don't think he's going to let, you know, this team get relaxed, you know, and mm-hmm. his coaching staff. We talk about it too. You know, it's like, look, you know, sometimes we might have to push these guys a little harder, or the words, our tone may be a little stronger, you know. So there's a number of things that I think we all kind of, you know, think about doing our job and what our responsibility is. But at the end of the day, you know, what it takes to make it right. And with Tito's message, you know, sometimes there's a hug and put your arms around him, but sometimes there's a little kick in the ass and like, hey, you know, because, you know, that's life too.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't all roses. And I think these players respect that we are capable and we'll do that. But yet the love don't change for them, and what we want them to succeed in their careers, and that's going to help us, you know, get to where we want to get.
Fantastic. Well, things certainly sound genuine within that locker room, DeMarlo, and I know fans here in Cleveland are certainly looking forward to getting this 2023 season underway. So thank you again for taking some time to stop with us here on WEOL. We very much appreciate the time. Best of luck to you, the rest of the coaches and the players as you get ready for 2023. Hoping nothing but success and good health for all you guys. So thank you again.
Appreciate it, Rocco. Thank you.